Good evening. This week's parsha is Parshas Noach. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh, Agot Mechodesh, Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Yahrzeit.
From my grandma.
The name?
Mar Yasa.
Bas Rachmiel. We're learning tonight Le'il Nishmas Mar Yasa Bas Rachmiel. The Nishmas should have an Aliyah. Parshas Noach is always read in the month of Mar Cheshvan. And as we speak, these shiurim, and in fact this parsha as well many times, that the parsha that is read at a given time is connected to that time. And Parshas Noach is of course about the Mabul, and the Mabul in fact began in Mar Cheshvan. Noach was told to go into the Teva in Mar Cheshvan, Boyel HaTeva, and he was also told to go out of the Teva in Mar Cheshvan, so clearly this is a Mar Cheshvan parsha. We'll try, though, to discuss some other point where we see the connection between Parshas Noach and Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. This parsha has 153 psukim, and every parsha has a siman, a mnemonic, at the end of the parsha that tells us the amount of psukim, and the siman for Parshas Noach is Bezalel. Bezalel siman. Bezalel is equivalent to 153, the word Bezalel, Begematria 153, and that's how many psukim there are in Parshas Noach. So the obvious question, what does Bezalel have to do with Noach? In previous years, we discussed the parallel between Noach and Bezalel, that the construction of the Teva was similar to the construction of the Mishkan. Bezalel was the one commanded to build the Mishkan. Noach was commanded to build the Teva. The Teva was like the Mishkan. And therefore, that could be perhaps the connection between Bezalel and Noach. Tonight, we'll try to focus on another idea of what Bezalel, which is that's why he was called Bezalel, as Rashi brings in Parshas Pekudei from Chazal, Bezalel Kael Hayisa, what that has to do with Parshas Noach. The name of the parasha is Noach, and clearly it's because we talk about the individual, the tzaddik Noach. Not every part of this parasha is about Noach, though. So the name of the entire parasha is Noach. The name of a parasha is the essence of the parasha. Noach can also mean menucha. Menucha means rest, tranquility, peace and tranquility. In fact, the reason he was called Noach was because, as the pasuk says, Zeyenachameinu mima'aseinu. And Rashi learns it doesn't mean literally nechama, he will make things easy, lighter. Till Noach, there were no plowshares. We mentioned in a different shear that Noach was the first to be born with fingers, as the Medrash says. The previous generation, they had no fingers. They were born like with paws because they weren't supposed to work. Adam wasn't supposed to work. Noach was the first to be born with fingers. He was able to build. He was able to invent utensils, plowshares. So Noach was called Noach because Zeyenachameinu mima'aseinu me'itzvan yodeinu. There are those who say that Noach does come from the word nechama, and Noach is menucha. The Zohar at the beginning of this week's parasha, Noach, it says twice, Noach le'ela, Noach le'tata. Many svarim connect Noach to Shabbos, Vayonach b'yoyim hashavi, menucha. V'cha'ayra, what does this parasha have anything to do with menucha? If there's any parasha that is not a parasha of peace and tranquility, it's this one. This parasha is a parasha of the raging waters of the Mabul, destruction, almost total destruction, almost there's not hardly anyone left, annihilation of the entire human race except for eight people, or nine if you count Og Melech HaBoshan, Noach and his family. And it doesn't end there. Later on in the parasha we have the Dor HaFloga, the generation of the dispersion, by Yofetz Hashem Oisam, Misham Hefitzam Hashem. Where's the menucha here? Noach himself, even after he comes out of the Teva, doesn't experience any menucha. By Yochel Noach Ishu Adam, by Yitakorem, by Yesh Menayayin, by Yishgar, by Yiskal Besaycha Holoi. He sees what his son does to him. By Yikach Shem, by Yefes Esasimla, Noach curses Canaan. Noach experiences shame. Where's the menucha here? Noach means menucha. This is not a parasha of menucha. We always read this parasha in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. The month of Menucha perhaps would be Tishrei. Tishrei is the month of Menucha. Tishrei is the month in which we reach the level, we reach high levels, we do tshuva, we have the Simcha of Sukkot, we have the Tahara of Yom Kippurim. Tishrei is like Shabbos, Bereishis, Aleph B'Tishrei, Yorei Shabbos, Bayonach Bayoim Hashavi, Tishrei. Tishrei Bechlal is a lashon of Hashroah, Hashroah's Hashchina, which is the inyan of Menucha. The Beis Hamikdash is called Menucha because that's where the Shechina rests. That's the place of Menucha. That's Tishrei. Mar Cheshvan, the month of Mar Cheshvan, is l'chayra not a month associated with peace and tranquility. In Mar Cheshvan, we enter into the world. We have to deal with the outside world where there is no Menucha. There's Menucha in the Beis Medrash. There's Menucha in the Beis Haknesses. There's Menucha on Yom Tov. There's Menucha on Shabbos, Yerach Reisonim, but Mar Cheshvan, referred to in Navi as the Yerach Bul, the month in which the mounds and the trenches and the fields, because of all the rain season. L'chayra, this is not a month of peace and tranquility, this is not a month of Menucha, and yet as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, we're learning Noyach. Noyach Miloshen Menucha. So where's the Menucha in the Parsha here, and where's Menucha in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan? And the fact that we always read this parasha in the month of Mar Cheshvan clearly is because this parasha is related to the month of Mar Cheshvan. Why do we read about the Mabul, about the Teva, which was the ark that serves as a protection from the raging waters of the Mabul, dafka as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan? True, it happened in Mar Cheshvan. But not necessarily do we always read about that which happened in a particular month in the parasha. But it happens to be that the Mabul started in Mar Cheshvan. That's true. One of the reasons it's called Mabul, as the Yalkut says in Melachim, is because of the Mem Yoim and Yerach Bul, the 40 days of the Mabul that fell in the month of Bul, which in Navi, this is the month that's referred to as Yerach Bul. Noach was commanded to build a Teva, Aseilecha Tevas Atzei Geifer. Kinim tases hateva. The pasuk says you should make for yourselves, for you, a teva made out of gopher wood, and it should have rooms. Kinim tases hateva. The medrash in this week's parasha says kinim comes from the word kan. Kan means a bird's nest. Just like the bird's nest, the kan, the kinim is metaher the metzora. So too, the teva was metahir, whoever entered it. The teva was a place of tahara. The teva was a place of kedusha. We mentioned in previous years, just bekitzer, the teva had the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, which is one of the reasons perhaps why Bezalel is the simon. Bezalel says the Arizal was the neshama of Shlaima HaMelech. Shlaima HaMelech was the neshama of Bezalel, actually. Bezalel builds the Mishkan, Shlaima builds the Beis HaMikdash, Noach builds the Teva. In the Teva, there was a certain Kedusha, there was an aura of Mikdash. In the Teva, there was no spoilage. In the Teva, there was no time. In the Teva, there was no place. Meaning, Rashi brings here, Vahakimaisi es brisi itach, that Noach needed a bris, a promise, a covenant, that the fruit that he takes onto the teva shouldn't spoil or rot. Bris hayotzarech ala peiros shelo yirkavu v'yapshu. Because they didn't have refrigeration in those days, they didn't have preservatives. How is all the food, and they're going to have to be on the teva for a year, going to last? So Hashem made a nes that the food didn't rot. V'akibaisi es brisi itach. Bris, that the peiros should not experience decomposition. Nothing decomposed on the teva. Similar to the Beis HaMikdash, Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, Lo yinimtza by psul b'lechem aponim, v'oimer, nothing spoils in the Beis HaMikdash, lechem cham kiyayim hilokchei, as the pasuk says, the lechem aponim was fresh and hot a week later, despite that it was baked a week before. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's no decomposition. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's no age. There's no mokoyim, there's no zman. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, Mokoim ha'orein einam in hamida. The orein took up no space, although it was amasayim arkoi, amavachetzi rochboi, amavachetzi kaimosoi, but yet, it took up no space, it was an ace, it made no sense. Ki yadua, as the Gemara brings in Megillah, Yudamud Beis. In the Tevet also was no makom. The Ramban, this week's parasha, says it was a nace that the Teva, the measurements of the Teva, and he says that's why the Torah perhaps tells us how big the Teva was. So if you actually measure it and realize 300 amma long, so the most 600 feet long, 50 amma wide, maybe 100 amma, maybe 100 feet wide, 30 ammas high, and it had to house every species of every animal that exists, in the, all animals that are here today is because their predecessors were on the Teva. That means there were at least two squirrels on the Teva, two elephants on the Teva, two tigers on the Teva, insects, rodents, reptiles, were all on the Teva, and only on one floor, because the top floor was just for Noach Ubonov, symbolizing humans are not animals. Humans get their own floor. Tachtiyim shniyim ushlishim tahaseh, elyoinim la'adam, emtsoyim la'madar, v'tachtiyim la'zevel. Bottom floor was just for the manure, for the garbage. The middle was for the animals, the top for the humans. But if you figure out the dimensions of the Teva, there's not enough room there for every animal on earth. Of course, it wasn't every single animal, but even the species, two of the non-kosher, seven of the kosher, how did they fit on a Teva that was 50 by 300 by 30? Says the Ramban, it was mu'at hamachzikas hamaruba, like in the Beis Hamikdash. Oimdim tzfufim u'mishtachavim revachim. Everyone was able to bow. There was enough room for everyone. It was a nace. Space didn't play a role. The laws of physics didn't have any effect when it came to the Makom HaMikdash or when it came to the Teva. There was no aging in the Teva. Kiyadua, there were insects. There are insects that don't survive more than a few weeks or a few months. And there weren't a lot of procreate on the Teva. There weren't a lot of mate on the Teva. So how did they survive? No time on the Teva. It's actually a Pasuk Mefurish. The Torah tells us how old Noach was after the Mabul. It says Noach lived 350 years after the Mabul, and he was 950 when he died. He should be 951. When the Mabul began, he was 600. Why don't we count the year that he was on the Teva? So the Svarim said, because that year didn't count. There was no time on the Teva. It was Lamaylam and Azman. That's why there was no spoilage, no decomposition. Lamaylam and Amokim. There was a Kedusha in the Teva, like in the Mikdash, like in the Mishkan, like in Yerushalayim, like in Eretz Yisrael, like in the Sukkah, on Sukkos, which explains to us too, as we spoke in previous years, why Noach did not want to go out of the Teva, why the animals didn't want to go out. Noach had to force the animals out. Tzei min ha-Teva. Hoitzei, haitzei ksiv. If they don't want to go out, force them out. Why wouldn't they want to go out? They have to be confined in an ark for a year. And imagine the stench, unless it didn't have any, because it was like the Makom HaMikdash. But you would think, after being on an ark for a year, everyone would just fly out of there as fast as possible. Yet Noach had to be told to go out. The animals had to sort of be forced out, because in the Teva there was an aura of Gan Eden, an aura of Yemais HaMashiach, where the Pasuk says, V'gar Ze'ev im Gedi, V'gar Ze'ev im Keves, V'nomer im Gedi Yirbutz, V'arye Kabaka Yechal Teven. The animals got along with each other. There were no predators, like the way it'll be in the future. So naturally, there was such a peaceful feeling, such a feeling of bliss, of peace and tranquility on the Teva. Why go out? They wanted to stay in the Teva. So Hashem had to say, now it's time to go out. There's time to go in. There's time to go out. And as we mentioned in previous years, the time to be in the Teva is in Chodesh Tishrei. The time to go out of the Teva is in Mar Cheshvan. Because the difference between Tishrei and Mar Cheshvan is like the difference being in a Teva, being in an atmosphere of Kedusha, and the time going out of the Teva, going back into the world, repopulating, elevating the physical, the material aspects of this world. That's Mar Cheshvan. In Tishrei, we deal with Kedusha. In Mar Cheshvan, we deal with Chulin. And we elevate the Chulin and make the Chulin Kodshim. So that's why Noach doesn't want to go out. A Yid doesn't want to leave Tishrei. It's sort of depressing. There's a down when Tishrei is over. Yerach HaEsonim. Such a powerful month, such a month with so many Yomim Tovim, so much Simcha. But the purpose is not to stay locked up. The purpose is not to stay in Tishrei. The purpose is to go out and take the Tishrei with you into Cheshvan. You have to deal with the outside world. You have to deal with regular days of the week. It's no kunst to serve Hashem in Gan Eden. It's no kunst to be able to serve Hashem when you're only surrounded in Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. Sometimes we have to go out. And even those who are learning all day or spend most of the day in the Beis Medrash, still there's times you have to go out, you have to go shopping, you have to go places, In Tishrei, we stay basically in the confines of the Beis Medrash, of the Beis HaKnesses. But the Maror Cheshvan, we go out. That's Tzeimen Ateva. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh teaches all the Svarim bring it down. Boy Ata v'chol Beisecha el HaTeva. Tzoyhar Tassel HaTeva. Teva means word. A Teva is a word. Teva is an ark, but a Teva is also a word. Enter into the words. Illuminate your words. The Baal Shem Tov teached. Go into the words of Torah, the words of Tefillah. Illuminate the words of Torah, the words of Tefillah. The Teva, therefore, symbolizes Torah and Tefillah. Entering the Teva, being in the Teva, means being surrounded by words of Torah, words of Tefillah. That's L'chaira, the month of Tishrei. In Tishrei, we're in the Teva. In Mar Cheshvan, we have to deal with the Mayim Rabim. Mayim Rabim says the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Lo yuchlu l'chabais es ha'ahava, u'nahorais lo yishtafuha. The raging waters, the multitude of water, is not able to extinguish the love. And the rivers will not drown it. Rashi in Shir Hashirim says, Mayim Rabim, u'mois ha'olam. The nations are referred to Mayim Rabim. The nations have always tried to seduce Klal Yisrael, to try to calm us down, asher karcha baderech, to cool us off. Not to be so excited in our serving Hashem, not to be so hot, so ignited when we come to Avodas Hashem. To cool us off, chill out, have a good time, join us, go into the world. Mayim Rabim says Shlomo HaMelech, Lo yuchlu l'chabay says Ha'ava. The nations are not able to extinguish or even to dim in any way that Ahava, that Eish that we have. That feeling of Eish, Rishafeho, Rishbe Eish, Al Hevesia, that we have towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps it very much is hinting to us this idea here in the time that we're in right now. In Chodesh Tishrei, there's an Eish, Shal Heves Eish, there's an Ahava. Klal Yisrael was ignited, was inflamed in Avodas Hashem. There was such intense davening, learning, mitzvahs u'masim tovim, simcha, kedusha, the whole Tishrei, Yerach Ha'isanim. Comes Mar Cheshvan, there are the Mayim Rabim. We encounter the Mayim Rabim. We encounter the raging waters. We encounter the outside world. We encounter the Mayim HaZeidonim, as the Svarim referred to them as. Suddenly we're engulfed in this deluge, in this typhoon of Minus, Apikursus, all different types of Deus Kaisers that we encounter, the news, the outside world, the nations, and it's a big transition to go from the Ahava of Tishrei to the Mayim Rabim of Mar Cheshvan. So Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Mayim Rabim lo yuchlu l'chabay says Ahava. That's up to us. We have to make sure that the Mayim Rabim, the Mayim HaZeidonim, the nations, the temptations, the trials, the tribulations, what we have to deal with in the Sionis and Mar Cheshvan, should Chas V'Shalom not extinguish in any way the Ahava that we experienced in Tishrei. And that's why in Tishrei we build a Teva. The Teva that the Torah is talking to us about over here, which of course literally means an ark, this ark served as protection from the Mayim Rabim. What was the reason that we had to make a teva? Because va'ani hinani maybe as hamabul mayim al ha'aretz the shachar is called bazar. Va'yavai noyachu bana ve'ishtoi mipenei el ha'teva mipenei mei hamabul. The mei hamabul is the reason why there had to be a teva. Because there's mayim rabim, because there's the mayim hazeidonim, because there are umus ha'olam, because there are powers of evil. Therefore, we have to build a teva. We need a teva to protect us from the Mayim Rabim. The teva we build in Tishrei, but that teva help protects us from the Mayim Rabim of Mar Cheshvan. If we keep that teva, if we use that teva, the teva that the Torah is being meramis to us over here, this teva that inside this teva was Kulay Kodesh, the measurements, the Holy Rishina, whose yard side is this week, Gimel Mar Cheshvan, Schusa Yogin Aleinu. The Rishna says, the measurements of the Teva, 300 Amma long, 50 Amma wide, 30 Amma high, and then at the top, it was an Amma, the El Amma Techalena Milmala. Says the Holy Rishna, Schusa Yogin Aleinu, that The Torah wouldn't have told us the measurements of the Teva for naught. There's a reason. We mentioned before what the Ramban says to teach us that it was a nes, it was muat hamachzikus hamaruba, it was lamailam and amokam, to teach us that despite how small it was able to house all the animals. Says the Rishon of Pnimius, we know that the nachash hakadmoini is the root of all evil, as we read in the previous parasha. Hanachash hoyorum, the nachash was who brought chet to the world. And the Yetzirah, known as the Samach Mem, rides on the Nachash. Kiyadua, Samach Mem, Aleph Lamed, you're not supposed to say it out. The Yetzirah is a Malach. He's referred to as the Samach Mem, Sam, poison. Samach Mem, Aleph Lamed. So it says the Rishna, that in the word Nachash, Samach Mem, Aleph Lamed, some of the letters are actually letters associated with Kedusha. And then there's the Ra. The Ra in the word Nachash, she says, is the letter Ches. The Nun and the Shin are Kedush. Nun is Nun Sha'arei Bina, perhaps. The Shin is Yadua and Zayar. In many places, the Shin is Meramez and Kedusha. There's a Shin on the Tefillin. So in the word Nachash, it's the Ches. That's the Ra. And the Nun and the Shin are Oisius that are associated with Kedusha. The name of the Satan, it's the Samach Mem, that's Ra, and then the Aleph Lamed, of course, is Shem Hashem, Kael. So those letters, Aleph Lamed, Nun Shin, that's the Kedusha part. The Ra is the Ches and the Mem Samach. So it fits very nicely here when the Pasuk says, Kimola Ha'aretz Chamos. Chamos is the Ches of Nachash, and the Mem Samach of the Samach Mem, that's the Ra. That's what they sinned. That was the Avera, the Chamas. Chamas begematria Mei Noyach. We know that the Mabul was called Mei Noyach, as it says in the Haftarah this week. It's referred to Ki Mei Noyach Zois Li. Noyach is held responsible because he didn't go out to the people. He didn't scold the people or try to bring them in, try to make them do tshuva. He was more to himself. He built the Teva. Anyone who came and asked him why, he told them. But he didn't go out like Avraham Avinu does. So he's considered, it's sort of his fault that he didn't go out to the people, so the Mabul is called Mei Noyach. And why does the Mabul come? Because of Chamas. Chamas, Bigamatria, Mei Noyach. Chamas, Bigamatria, Gehenim. Gehenim on earth. So the letters Ches, Mem, Samach, those are the letters of Ra. And the Ra is what brought the Mabul. But the other letters of the Nochash and the Samach Mem, the Nun, the Shin, the Aleph, and the Lamed, those are the measurements of the Teva. The Teva is 300 long, is the Shin of the Nochash. 50 wide is the Nun. 30 high is the Lamed. V'al Amma techalena milmala, one Amma on top, that's the Aleph of Kael. Amma, Rosh HaTevis, Elikeinu Melech HaOlam. The Teva, therefore, is Kuloi Kodesh. The Shin, the Lamed, the Nun, and the Aleph. Without the letters Ches Mem Samach. The Ches Mem Samach, that's what brings the Mabul. The Ches Mem Samach is the Tumah. But the letters Shin, Nun, Aleph, Lamed, that's the Teva. So in the Teva, we're protected from all the Ra. From the Chamas, from the Meinoyat, from the Gehenim, from the Mayim Rabim, the Mayim Azeidonim, and that's Tishrei. In Tishrei, hopefully, we built a Teva, together with Chaydish Elul, which Elul and Tishrei together are 58 days. Kiyodua, that Elul and Tishrei, Kemisper Noyach, Kemisper Chayn, the Noyach, Matzal Chayn, Be'enei Hashem, whereas the Tzvilat Tzadik, the Einikel of the Bnei Yisoschar tells us that the word Mar Cheshvan is the letters Roishem Nunches. The impression of the Nunches, the 58 days. The 58 days of Elul and Tishrei, 29, do we know if these days really were utilized properly in Mar Cheshvan? When we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, if we're able to deal with the Mayim Rabim, if we're able to deal with the Mayim Azeidonim, if the Mayim Mabul don't affect us, it's because we're in the Teva. That means the Teva that we built in Tishrei was successful. The Avodah of Elul and Tishrei, the 58 days, Noyach, Eila Tolos Noyach, Tolos Noyach is Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan is the result of the 58 days of Elul and Tishrei. If not, then in Mar Cheshvan, right away, the Satan attacks us, the Nochash, the Akrov, Ki Yodua, that Mar Cheshvan is Mazel Akrov. The Akrov is the scorpion. The scorpion stings. The scorpion is Kulay Ra. In fact, the word Akrov is also a combination of the letters Rokov. Rokov means decomposition. ayin, the decomposition of the ayin umos of the 70 nations, which we encounter in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. In Tishrei, we're surrounded by Kedusha. We're in the Sukkah, Tzila de Mehe Menusa. We're in the shadow of Hashem, in the shadow of Emunah, but Tzila de Kutcha Berichu, as many say in the Neschois, as you enter the Sukkah. We're Kuloi, we're surrounded by walls, by Defanois and Schach, we're protected. We're in Yerushalayim, we're in the Beis HaMikdash. Tishrei, Oisiyas Yishras, Yashar, we've reached a level of Yashrus. We're clear, we're clean, we've been cleansed, we've experienced Yimiyu Chatoechem Kashonim Kashela Galbinu. But now we have to go out. We have to deal with the outside world. We have to go into the world of Rokov Ayin. It's interesting that in Parshas Noach, we learn about the Ayin Umos. The 70 nations are rooted here in this week's parasha. Noach comes out of the Teva. Shem, Chom, and Yefes, his three children. From them, the entire world. B'nei Yefes, Goymer, Umogoy, Gumodai, V'yavon, V'suvo, L'meshech, V'siros, Ashkenaz, all the nations are here. All the B'nei Yefes and the B'nei Chom, Kushum, Mitzrayim, Ufutu, Kenoan, and of course the B'nei Shem. All the Shivim Umos are in Parshas Noach. Yatzev Gevulois Amim, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Hazinu. Yatzev Gevulois Amim Lemispar B'nei Yisrael. And it's referring to Noach Ubonov, as Rashi brings there in Parshas Hazinu. Behafridoi B'nei Adam, Kishahefetz Dar HaFloga, he could have wiped them out, but he didn't. Eli Yatzev Gevulois Amim. Kiyamam v'loy ibdam. He kept them. He didn't destroy them. B'shvil misper b'nei Yisrael shasid and lotzais mi b'nei Shem. U'le misper shivim nefesh al b'nei Yisrael sheyorot ul mitzrayim. Hitziv gevulais amim shivim loshoim. The shivim loshoim, the ayin umos, are rooted here in Parshas Noach. Because they all come from Shem, Chom, and Yefes. It's all here. This is the parsha of the shivim umos, who from these shivim umos, Avraham comes out. Avraham at the end of the parasha rises. Avraham emerges. Echad haya Avraham, Avraham ha'ivri, one against the entire world. And from him, of course, comes Am Yisrael. At the end of the parasha, we see the purpose of all of this, of Noach, Shem, Chom, and Yefes, and the reason why Hashem saves them from the Mabul is all because of Avraham Avinu, who lights up the world, who illuminates the world, who we read about, of course, in the upcoming parashas of Lech Lecha and Vayera. It's all because of him. So the parasha is a mashal to the time we're in right now. Because we're entering the month of the Mabul. We go into Mar Cheshvan, the month of rain. Literally, it's the month of rain. It's when the rain season begins. Mar means Miloshan, Mar Midali, drops, raindrops. But that's Begashmias, and of course, Gishmei Bracha. But also Beruchnias, we're going from a very high level of Kedusha down into a month which is plain, which is dreary, which is gloomy, when it's raining and there's no Yom Tif, it's empty, it's bitter, it's mar. And a Jew has to take every detail of the Chodesh of Tishrei and of El as well, the Nun Ches Yomim, everything that he did in the Teva, and bring it with him into the month of Mar Cheshvan, because the Teva protects us from the Mei HaMabul. That what we did in Tishrei, what we built in Tishrei, the words of Torah and Tefillah, in Sefer Yetzirah it says that Oisiyas are called, letters are called Avonim, and words are referred to as houses. Letters are stones, and a word is a house. A bunch of stones together is a house. You build a house out of stone. So Avonim are Oisiyas, and a bias is all is the avonim together. So we build a teva. Teva is a word. A word is, and it was a word, it means a house. We build a word, we build a house. We build a protection for ourselves. The letters that come out of our mouths, the Torah and the tefillah that we were Isaac in Chodesh Tishrei, is what protects us from the Mayim Hasedayim in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. So as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, we're learning about building a teva to protect from a mabul, literally. And the mabul, the literal mabul that happened at that time in the year 1656, with Noach Ubonov in the teva as being protected. For us, the Torah is a nitzchis, the Torah is eternal, the Torah is milashon hayra, the Torah means to teach. The Torah teaches us, the Torah doesn't just tell stories. Why do we have to know this story for? What do we gain by knowing a story that happened so many years ago that L'chayr is not negayah today? It's very negayah today. It's always read in a time when we have to deal with the Mayim Rabbim. When we have to go out into the world again, back to work. Even if someone is not working, back to the outside world, no longer in the Beis Medrash, we're not shaking the Luvin and Esrog anymore. We're not hearing Shofar. We're not in saying Al Chait. We're not dancing Simchas Torah, Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. We're now in a regular time that we're entering a plain month. But this is where it counts. Because everything that we did in Tishrei was all for Mar Cheshvan. So that on a regular day, a Yid can experience and serve Hashem with the same simcha, with the same ahav as he did in Tishrei, especially if we built a teva in Chodesh Tishrei. And of course the avodah is to take the Kedusha of Tishrei and to extend it into Mar Cheshvan. Noach was commanded to go out of the teva, tzei min ha-teva, go out, and take the Kedusha that you experience in the teva the entire year, and bring it into the world. So Noach went out and he planted a vineyard. Vayochel Noach ishu adama vayita korem. And Chazal say, osa atzmoy chulen. He did something mundane. He did something that he shouldn't have done. Well, what should he have done? Hashem told him to take grapevines into the teva. So when he came out of the teva, clearly he was supposed to plant a vineyard. What's wrong with what he did? It wasn't so much what he did that was wrong. But Chazal, Svarim HaKadosh in the Pnei Menachem, other Svarim talk about this, that he didn't take that Kedusha that he experienced in the Teva, he didn't bring out with him into the world like he should have. Instead, he right away was Isaac and Chulin, Vayochel Meach Ishkar Adam, Vayita Koren, and we see what happened from that. Vayesh Menachem Vayishkar, it led to Shikrus, it led to Chom, either being Masaris's father, being Reveah's father, the two pshatim, and led to a curse, it led to Ever Avodim Yeh Le'echov, it led to Avdus. In Tishrei we experience Cheirus. And here we read about Avdus, Ever Avodim Yeh Le'echov. Perhaps therefore the name of the parasha Noach, Menucha, it's teaching us, as we asked before, how could this parasha be called Noach Miloshen Menucha when in this parasha there's so much upheaval and this the opposite of peace and tranquility? Because the avoda is to bring the menuchas hanefesh, to bring the menucha, the naicha of Tishrei into Mar Cheshvan. Yes, where there's raging waters, where there's a marble, a yid is always relaxed. Kiyodua, the Svarim say that a person who's in full control of his senses, person who has really worked on himself, is always very easygoing, calm, and collective. Doesn't get angry. Is in a constant state of menucha. Someone who's not happy with himself is always angry and upset and nervous and jealous. And he has no menucha. A person who does not work on his midas is always in an agitated state. Being calm, a menucha is after avodah. When a person used his Elul Tishrei correctly, when a person didn't waste the time during those 58 days, and he really did tshuva, and he really performed all the mitzvahs, and is ready, and he's not afraid of Mar Cheshvan. He's ready to go into the month of Mar Cheshvan. He's ready to deal with the Mayim Azeidoinim. He's ready to deal with the Mayim Rabim, because he knows Mayim Rabim lo yuchlu dechabez ha'av. So he is in a state of menucha. He has menucha. He's not scared. He's relaxed. He's calm. Despite what's going on around him. Yes, in this parasha there's so much going on, there's so much upheaval and destruction and so on, but he's been menucha. Noach is calm. Noach is very easygoing. Noach miloshen menucha. The menucha of Tishrei extends into the month of Mar Cheshvan. It's yadua that every month has a particular tzir of shem havaya. The tzir of shem havaya of Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, which we should have in mind tomorrow during Musaf, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem Bekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodoshim, so when we say Hashem's name, we're supposed to have in mind the Tzir of Shem Havaya of Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, which is Udevash Hayoim Hazeh Hashem. The pasuk in Parshas Kisavai Eretz Zavas Cholov Udevash Hayoim Hazeh Hashem Alekecha Mitzavacha. So Udevash Hayoim Hazeh Hashem is Vav Hey Hey Yud. That's the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Mar Cheshvan. L'cha'ira, what does Mar Cheshvan have to do with Dvash? Dvash is honey. Honey is sweet. Honey is for Tishrei. I don't think there's anyone, once Mar Cheshvan begins, who still dips their challah in honey. Well, the apple and the honey, that's reserved for either Rosh Hashanah. Some do it the entire Aseret Yitzchuvah, some do it the whole Sukkahs, and some even do it Shabbos Bereishis, the most. But once we enter Mar Cheshvan, Mar Miloshin Meriras, we're not dipping the challah and the honey anymore. On the contrary, true, we're not dipping the challah and the honey, but the goal is that the dvash, the sweetness of Tishrei, has to extend into the bitterness of Mar Cheshvan, into the month which is Mazel Akrav, Rock of Ayin, a month which we have to deal with the outside world, with the physical world, with the world of recovering, with the world of decomposition, the world of the Ayin Umais. But a Yid takes the Koyach, the Kedusha of Tishrei, the sweetness of Tishrei, Udvash, Hayoyim Hazeh, and he extends it into Mar Cheshvan, that someone who's really on a Madrega of Noyach, of Menucha, you can't even tell the difference between Tishrei and Mar Cheshvan. To him, Tishrei and Mar Cheshvan are one. The same avoid that he experienced in Chodesh Tishrei, he experiences in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Because he's still davening the same way he davened then. He's still doing tshuva, he's still happy like he was then. Adarabba, by him there's no shinuyim. Someone who's taka, a person who experiences true menuchas hanefesh, a person who's happy with himself, a person who truly, totally utilized his elul and Tishrei the way it should be. For him there's no difference, Tishrei and Mar Cheshvan. It's interesting that the Arizal, who tells us that every month was Megalotos, based on the Tikkuni Zohar, that every month has a particular Tzir of Shem Havaya. So he tells us that Tishrei, the Tzir of Shem Havaya of Tishrei, is from the words Vayiru Oiso Sorei Paroi. Where does it say Vayiru Oiso Sorei Paroi? In Parshas Lech Lecha. When is that always read? In Mar Cheshvan. So in Mar Cheshvan, we read the Tzir of Shem Havaya of Tishrei. And perhaps the idea is, because one should still feel that it's Tishrei, even in Mar Cheshvan. The psukim, the words that are the Tzir of Shem Havaya of Tishrei, are dafka in the parsha that is always read in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, that teaches us that we have to extend the Tishrei into Mar Cheshvan. That's the avodah of a Yid. Bitzalel. Bitzalel is Bitzayel Kael. Sukkos, we experience the Tzila de Mehe Menusa. The goal is that in Mar Cheshvan, we're still Bitzayel Kael. We're still in the Teva. We're still in Tishrei. Tishrei never left. Tishrei is still with us. We pull Tishrei into Mar Cheshvan. And then we're secure and we're confident and we know that we'll be able to overcome. We're safe. We're protected from the Mayim HaZedonim, the Mayim Rabim. Because Mayim Rabim lo yuchlu l'chabes esa ahava v'nehores lo yishtafua. Hashem will protect us that we will not be affected by the Mayim Rabim, by the Mayim HaZedonim, by the Umay Sa'olam, who try to seduce us to copy their ways. But a Yid stays strong and steadfast, especially in our time, when the Mayim Rabim is more than it ever was. The Mea Mabel Kiyadua, the same derision that we mentioned before, said that right before Mashiach comes, there will be once again the Dor HaMabel, once again the Dor HaFloga. The Pnei Menachem also, in the Geras Forum, they bring that. In every generation, there is a Dor HaMabel and a Dor HaFloga. It repeats itself. Certainly in our generation, what is very clear, that we're living in a time when we're being revisited by the Dor HaMabel and the Dor HaFloga. But a Yid stays strong and is not affected because we have a Teva, we have the Avodah of Tishrei, we have a Torah, we have the ability to daven, we have the ability to do tshuva, we have the ability to reconnect, and to stay connected, and to remain in the state of menucha, and in that schus, we should be zaychataka to enter this month, the month of Akriv, which the Bnei Yisoscha says, Akriv is ikar bayis, meaning the main house, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, he says, is going to be in the Schanech, Kiyadua, what the Yalkut Shemayni says in Melachim, that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be inaugurated, built, we don't know, but inaugurated is going to be in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan of all months, since this month has no Yom Tov. And this is the month in which Shlomo HaMelech finished building the first Beis HaMikdash, but he didn't inaugurate it until the next Tishrei, so Mar Cheshvan was sort of insulted. So Hashem promised Mar Cheshvan that the third and final Beis HaMikdash, Ikar Bayis, Akrav, Ikar Bayis, that will be for the Bayis HaShlishi, may be Zaychatak, that this Mar Cheshvan will only bring with it good news, the Chodesh HaShemini, we should experience the Olam HaShemini, and we should be Zaychatak to Menucha, true menucha, which is going to be in the time of Mashiach, true menuchas hanefesh, with the emergence of Mashiach Tzidkenu, who is going to emerge from Melchemes Gog Umagog, just like over here, Avraham Avinu emerges from the Ayin Umais and redeems the world and teaches the world Emunah BaHashem, and so to Mashiach will teach the world that there's Hashem Echad, V'haya Hashem Melech Al Kol HaOretz, V'ayayim Ha'u Yeh Hashem Echad, V'shmai Echad, and maybe we all experience this immediately. B'shana zu. Good evening.